be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. In those days when there again was a great crowd without anything to eat, Jesus summoned the disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will collapse on the way. And some of them have come a great distance." His disciples answered him, "Where can anyone get enough bread to satisfy them here in this deserted place?" Still he asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" They replied, "Seven." He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then taking the 7 loaves and gave thanks, broke them and gave them to his disciples to distribute. And he distributed them to the crowd. They also had a few fish. He set a blessing over them and all of them distributed also. They ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets. They were about 4,000 people. He dismissed the crowd and got into the boat with his disciples and came to the region of the Manuta. Gospel of the Lord. Before I forget, let's pray for a lady who died last night in the Philippines called Esther, isn't it? Esther. So we just, in our heart, pray for this holy lady. Today we celebrate also the feast of the Apparition of Lourdes. You know, Bernadette wasn't a very smart girl. When a lady told her, "Tell the parish priest that I am the Lady of Immaculate Conception," she doesn't know what does mean by Immaculate Conception. But on the way to the priest, he just repeat and repeat and repeat. So, you know that by that time already the church pronounced Our Lady Immaculate Conception. And just coincidence, today, the first reading from Genesis, also about the story of our original sin, pride, and my lady, just the handmaid of the Lord, let your will be done according to your will. And this is what the contrast, and we learn we are her children. As a matter of fact, on the cross, Jesus told his mother, and John, "This is your son, this is your mother." From then, Mary, she became our mother. Mother, not in a big group, individually. She followed each one of us. She really prayed for us every day. So I'm indebted to her because of my first day of my baptism here in this church. Then the parish priest, Father Orlando, asked me right from the back after baptism, "Go to that altar, at this altar of Our Lady of Fatima. Say one Hail Mary." By that time, on my way to the altar, I was questioning. I was just baptized as Christ's disciples. Why I have to say the one Hail Mary? But I obeyed. thank the Lord. Ever since this grace, our Heavenly Mother accompanied me all through my priesthood, all through my life. So today also, I'm thankful our Heavenly Mother gave me this special grace that I can be her follower. Many people just joking me because I've been in Medjugorje more than 14 times and say, you're special. So, you know, by that time, the church say, is not recognized Medjugorje. Still today is not, but the church says, if the pilgrims go, priests have to accompany them. So I just accompany the pilgrims to Medjugorje. I'm not saying right or wrong. This depends on the church in the future. But today, so many conversions, and that you, as if you have chance to visit Medjugorje, every day, thousands of people waiting for confessions and communion every night. Of course, not every night, the time of the pilgrimage. Every night from 9 to 10, adoration, all packed with people. So many conversions. So Our Lady is with us. So learn from Bernadette. We don't know how, but we just repeat, she is Immaculate Conception.